We know from previous research by Dr. Sabrina Mueller-Spitz in 2013 that bacterial biofilms in the Fox River contain pink colony-forming bacteria members in the genera Deinococcus and Hymenobacter. The Deinococcus genus is known to have robust members that live and thrive in harsh environments wherein other bacteria may not survive. Because of this knowledge, I wanted to know how this plays into the survival of these bacteria in other locations, such as our on-campus section of the Fox River, as global warming persists in future years. My hypothesis was that these genera, Deinococcus and Hymenobacter, are prevalent members of the biofilm community on different habitat surfaces throughout the course of spring seasonal temperature change. Samples were collected from three different habitat surfaces, concrete, wood, and metal, and cultured in the lab to find pink colony-forming bacteria. The samples were taken 2 weeks apart at three different times during the 2022 spring semester after the ice on the banks of the Fox River melted. After isolating and subculturing different colonies, I was able to purify cultures for 328 isolated colonies. A subset of 52 colonies from this group was characterized by 16S rRNA gene sequencing. It was found that the majority of these were the genus Hymenobacter, with some also in the genus Deinococcus, which is exactly what I was looking for. Though the biofilms have a diverse collection of genus within the pink colony-forming bacteria of the community, it is not possible to differentiate them when looking at a plate of raw biofilm sample. The research is important for understanding the possible effects of climate change on biofilms in the Fox River as overall temperatures continue to rise in future years.